And it is time now for a check of sports. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina's throwing error combined with Michael Wacha's wild pitch to allow two unearned runs in the seventh inning, breaking a tie and helping Gio Gonzalez and the Washington Nationals beat St. Louis 3-1 last night. Gonzalez allowed one run and four hits in seven innings, retiring the last 11 batters he faced. He finished with seven strikeouts and one walk as Washington ended an eight-game losing streak against St. Louis that dated to Game 5 of the team's 2012 NL Division Series. Wacha gave up five hits and earned one run. But a night after the Nationals made three errors, they initially were charged the four, but one was changed to a hit on Friday, and it was the Cardinals' turn to be sloppy. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Aaron Harang has pitched for five major league teams since 2011, but he appears to have found a home in Atlanta. The 35-year-old Harang is now 3-1 with the National League leading 0.70 ERA after throwing seven no-hit innings in the Braves' 6-0 shutout of the Mets in New York. Harang was signed by the Braves last month, and only after the team learned they would spend the season without starters Brandon Beachy and Chris Medlin. Carlos Gomez hit a solo homer and collected two RBIs as Milwaukee downed Pittsburgh 5-3 to improve to a major league best 12-5. Alfredo Simon took a shutout into the seventh inning, allowed just an unearned run and four hits over six-plus innings to pitch Cincinnati to its third straight win, 4-1, over the Cubs in Chicago. The Reds went ahead on Billy Hamilton's RBI double in the fifth, one inning before second baseman Emilio Bonifacio threw wildly while trying to complete an inning-ending double play, allowing two runs to score. Troy Tulowitzki went 3-for-3 with a three-run homer and five RBIs as the Rockies throttled Philadelphia 12-1 in Colorado. Elsewhere in the Diamonds, it was Tyson Ross holding San Francisco to four hits and striking out nine and eight scoreless innings in the Padres' 2-1 win over the Giants in San Diego. Giancarlo Stanton led the majors with 26 RBIs after launching a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning to push Miami past Seattle 8-4. The Oakland Athletics ripped Houston 11-3. The Diamondbacks of Arizona had a 4-2 victory over the L.A. Dodgers on Friday night. Arizona snapped a six-game losing streak and improved to 5-14, the worst record in the majors. The Tampa Bay Rays routed the Yankees 11-5 in the Bronx. Baltimore doubled up on Boston 8-4. The Rangers had a 12-0 laugher against the Chicago White Sox. The L.A. Angels clobbered the Tigers 11-6 in the Motor City. That was the Angels' 10th straight win over the Tigers, the longest active streak in the majors by one team over another. Kansas City was a 5-0 winner over Minnesota. Toronto down Cleveland by a score of 3-2. In baseball news, the Mets have traded slumping first baseman Ike Davis to the Pittsburgh Pirates for minor league pitcher Zach Thornton and a player to be named. The 27-year-old Davis was hitting .208 with one home run and five RBIs in 12 games in a platoon with Lucas Duda and Josh Satin at first base. Davis hit 32 homers for the Mets in 2012 but fell off sharply last year. The Diamondbacks have reinstated outfielder Cody Ross from the disabled list and designated left-hand reliever Ryan Roland-Smith for assignment. Ross hasn't played since sustaining a dislocated hip while running to first base against the Mets last August. Reds closer Aroldis Chapman has been cleared to throw batting practice for the first time since he was hit in the face by a line drive during an exhibition game on March the 19th. Chapman sustained fractures of his nose and a bone above his left eye when hit by a drive off the bat of Kansas City's Salvador Perez. Texas Rangers right-hander Tanner Shepherds has been put on the disabled list because of an elbow inflammation. Shepherds says he's had discomfort in his pitching elbow since the end of last season when he led the team with 76 appearances in his second year in the bullpen. Shepherds made four starts after joining the rotation this spring, going 0-1 with a 9.82 ERA. Elsewhere in baseball news, Oakland Athletics reliever Sean Doolittle has received a five-year contract containing a pair of club options that could extend the agreement through the 2020 season. The 27-year-old left-hander is 7-6 with a 3.10 ERA and four saves in 122 career appearances, allowing 100 hits with 129 strikeouts and 125 innings. The Detroit Tigers have recalled right-hander Justin Miller from AAA Toledo and optioned outfielder Tyler Collins to Toledo. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies will be missing a key part of their rotation when they open their playoff schedule today at Oklahoma City. A person familiar with the decision told the Associated Press that point guard Nick Calathes has been suspended for 20 games for violating the NBA's drug policy. The 25-year-old rookie averaged 4.9 points and 2.9 assists in 71 games this season. Yahoo Sports was the first to report that suspension. Finally, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told reporters he's in favor of raising the draft age limit. Silver is moving cautiously on potential changes to areas such as the lottery's format and playoff structure, but makes it clear that raising the draft age limit in the NBA to abolish the so-called one-and-done is one of his priorities. Regarding the sale of the Milwaukee Bucks, Silver says that owners aren't ready to vote on a potential sale of that team just yet. That is a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.